can't watch the news lately. I know everybody, you know, I recognize a lot. I do watch the news. It gets so depressing. And so, I mean, I just get depressed watching the news. You know what I do when I watch the news now? I turn the news off. I get out my Bible. I turn to the book of Revelations. I start just checking stuff off. You know? got it, need it, got it, need it. Red dragon, seven horns, ten crowns. Ozzy Osbourne, America's favorite TV dad. Oh, man. $20 million, huh? Phew. You know, that's barely going to pay for your kid's therapy. I don't know why. That money's going to be down the drain, man. Yeah, I read the Bible a lot. You know, this is crazy. We celebrate holidays. And you know what I just found out to us recently? There's so many holidays we celebrate here in this country that have nothing to do with the Bible at all. Real famous holidays, like Christmas. Christmas has nothing. It's not in the Bible. The birth of Jesus is in the Bible, but not Christmas. The tree isn't in the Bible. You know, gifts, that's not in it. It's nowhere it says, celebrate my birthday, says Jesus. It's just, it's a pagan holiday that the Romans invented that we just do. But everywhere you go, I've seen this so many times. You see a big nativity scene, and there's baby Jesus, the manger, sheep, shepherd, wise men, Mary, Joseph, Santa Claus right in the middle. Like, who's that? Mary's Lamaze coach? Santa Claus has nothing to do with anything. Neither does the Easter Bunny. Easter is another pagan holiday that's not in the Bible. Every Easter, you don't hear anything about Jesus on the cross. All you hear is about the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny this, Easter Bunny that. Why is the Christian religion the only one in the world that needs a mascot to sell their stuff? You don't see Jewish people out celebrating with the Passover kangaroo. There's no Ramadan rooster. Halloween's another big holiday, satanic holiday. Nobody's bothered by that for some reason. You know, fun for the kiddies. I mean, when I was going to church, they always told me, you know, Satan's the most evil one. He's the one you got to watch out for. Watch out for Satan. And then once a year, the whole country goes, hey, let's party with this guy. It's ridiculous. There's a Catholic church down my street. They used to have Halloween parties every year. Really, of course, they don't have any more because they don't want the priest to hand out candies to the kids. Don't boo. I'm going to offer a word of support to the Catholic Church. There's no such thing as bad publicity.